بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We have taken just a few glimpses of the great bounties and pleasures which Allah has kept in store for the believers in Jannah. Besides the buildings and the rivers and the trees, besides the vehicles and the servants of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless man that the men of this world will be paired up with their wives of this world in Jannah. Their woman will be blessed with indescribable beauty. If one of those women have to peep towards this world from Jannah, the space between the heavens and the earth will fill up with light due to the luminance which is within their faces. And the space between the heavens and earth will fill up with a beautiful aroma and fragrance because of their wonderful smell. They will be dressed in the most attractive and appealing clothing, in the finest silk, 70 different garments, all fine and thin, as if it is just one garment, each one giving off a different beauty. They will be dressed in such lingerie that the men will look towards them. They will be able to see right through all of those 70 garments. They will see the whiteness and the shine of their wives' shin. And beyond that, they will even see what is inside the skin. It will look like a glass of red wine, very appealing, extremely beautiful. The woman of Jannah will sing to their husbands and they will say, نَحْنُ الْخَالِدَاتُ فَلَا نَبِيدُ وَنَحْنُ النَّاعِمَاتُ فَلَا نَبْأَسُ وَنَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتُ فَلَا نَسْخَطُ طُوبَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَنَا وَكُنَّا لَهُ. We are the woman who will remain forever. We will never die. We are the woman who will live forever in luxury and peace and happiness. We will never go through difficulty. We are the woman who will always be pleased with our husbands. We will never become angry with them. Congratulations to those men who have been blessed with wives like us. And congratulations to us who have been blessed with husbands like you. They will sing this in such a tune, in such a voice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that man and jinn have never heard of such voices before. As an added bounty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the men of this world with 72 additional wives called Hurul Een. Normally when we come to this part of the description of Jannah, then the women of this world feel a bit jealous, sensitive, they feel threatened that our husbands will have so many more wives. Won't they turn their attention towards those wives? Then at the same time, we have also been taught that the woman of this world will assert their superiority over the woman of Jannah. The woman of Jannah will admire the woman of this world. They will be like simple, plain women, and the woman of this world will be queens in their Jannah. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah has mentioned that the woman of this world will be granted a beauty 70,000 times more than the woman of Jannah. Umm Salama radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is more beautiful? We, the woman of this world, or the Hurul Een of Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the women of this world are far more beautiful in comparison to the woman of Jannah. Just like when a duvet or quilt is put over the bed, then the inside lining is plain and simple, whereas the outside is decorated to make it look smart. The woman of the world will be so beautiful like the outside, whereas the woman of Jannah will be plain and simple like the inside. They will admire their masters, the woman of the world, because the woman of the world performed salah, they kept fast, they worshipped Allah. Their faces will be brightened with noor. They will be granted golden jewelry and golden combs. They will be dressed in the finest silk, green silk. And they will be the wives of their husbands in Jannah. All of the women of Jannah, the Hurul Een, will understand their superiority over them. Beyond this, however, Allah will bless man with even a greater favor. Inshallah, we will speak about that tomorrow.